Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Twist, twist, tomorrow's man. twist with tomorrow's man and me.
You're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Welcome to my midlife crisis. Yesterday was my birthday. It's a big one. Ends in 4. Not 25. Not 35. And not 55. So, what do you think it was? So today I'm going to be a bit selfish and be playing whatever I think I really need to hear today. So I had this sort of thought. I'm going back and listening to, finding a lot of stuff that I go back to, I don't know, just as, what else I'm looking for? Stuff that I put on and listen to over and over again, and if I find more and more that I'm going back and listening to my classic Momus stuff and my old monochrome set and stuff like that. So today I'm going to be playing for you a nice selection of Momus music. I always tell people that Momus is a brilliant songwriter, verging on genius, and shares a lot in common with people with, you know, high regard, such as Leonard Cohen or Jacques Brel, Serge Gainsbourg. He shares a lot in common with all of those artists, even people like Donovan, people have compared him to. But Momus is a bit different than that. Very literary, very well educated. But when I tell people about Momus's brilliance, they often don't understand what I'm talking about, because I'm usually referring to Momus's old stuff, and the people... I listen to Momus's new stuff, which is kind of a little more vaudevillian or sort of not as serious, if you can call it serious at all. But he used to spend, I don't know, lots of time writing lyrics that he took straight out of his education, or that's the word I'm looking for. Another word I can't find. Anyway, we should just head on to some Momus now. If you need to go online, or you're listening to a podcast or whatever, look up these lyrics. Just type them in there on a search. You'll find it. Momus, M-O-M-U-S. And we're going to be hearing Momus now with Murderers, the Hope of Women. Song about the ability of men to completely dash the dreams and aspirations of women. And a lot of people think Momus is some sort of misogynist, but not necessarily so. This is Momus and Murderers, the Hope of Women, from the various singles, Momus Monsters of Love singles from 1985 to 90. Murderers, the Hope of Women, CITR. Oh, we started the show with Tones on Tail, one of my favorite tracks, Twist. Very nice.
this knife, I cut the cake. Who will be my bride today? Sweet Fanny Adams. Watch her climb the stepladder, a present from her stepfather. Sweet Fanny Adams. See her reaching out and stripping down the muslin drape, a cover for her nakedness, a veil for her face. With curtains for your wedding dress, you must take your place amongst the proper little madams. And now, because I love you, I must take my place too. Amongst the murderers, the hope of women, death in every new beginning, I must take this woman for my sentence of life. Birth control, sweet Fanny Adams. Like a puppet on a string of estrogen and progesterone, sweet Fanny Adams. This is where your misery starts, this is where your mystery stops. We rent a television to replace Pandora's box. And I will wear a business face, and you will learn your proper place from those proper little madams. And in my world of cut and thrust, I will learn that my place must be with the murderers, the hope of women, death in every new beginning. I must take this woman for my sentence of life. Jack the Ripper, sweet Fanny Adams. But I poisoned you with every kiss and smothered you with domestic bliss, sweet Fanny Adams. Underneath the suntan from the sun lamp that we bought, your face is paler than the pale face of a corpse. And from the seventh floor of our bungalow, you flung yourself down to where they stood below, those proper little madams. But in white hair, wrinkles and false teeth, I escaped detection by the police. One of the murderers, the hope of women, death in every new beginning. I must take this woman for my sentence of life. And she must take my life.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian and Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
To 18 begins with an uprising of adrenaline. The first war begins with testicles descending and desire assassinating the child that you once were. The war begins at school when you rebel against the maths teacher who touched you up behind his desk, and ends when you fail your final maths exam and have your first successful sex. War brings new discoveries, how to make dog fights with your thyroid and pituitary glands, how the zeppelin can fly at your command. And a generation lays down its life when after all they've done for you, the good parents die, resurrected as your enemy. And when the girl you've started wanting more than all you've ever wanted says no, she is your enemy too. But you survive, and from the trenches of your newly found opinions, freshly dug, quickly abandoned, the white flag waves for an armistice on Christmas Day. Then your voice rings round the family front room, like a drill sergeant's in front of his platoon. Broken, broken too soon. But you survive. Begins when you identify your own in the Third Reich. The Second War begins with a sudden hypochondria, a visit to a doctor who waves a piece of paper and says, this time it's just a false alarm. The war begins at work with some intoxicating news when the letter comes that offers you promotion, and ends when you decide to let them offer it to younger men with more ambition. The war brings new perspectives when you suddenly see through the politics of power which possessed you through all your waking hours. And a generation lays down its life when the whiz kids of the industry slow down and die, resurrected as your enemy. And when the woman who accepted you, when all the rest rejected you, goes, she is your enemy too. But you survive. And at weekends you get custody of an only child, already adolescent and unreconciled, who laughs at you, you and your newfound piety. And his laugh comes round your faint desire for God, like an order from an inner firing squad. Breaking the ties of blood. But you survive.
war that never comes, the war that never comes to everyone. Begins the second after next, by accident, ends everything except itself. The war brings nothing, the unimaginable, which the old imagine all the time. Imagine, imagination dying. And a generation lays down its life when it refuses the creation of new ways to live. And when the great invention falls apart, ripping through the atoms of your heart, the third war will start. Which no one survives.
I was born in the town of Paisley in early 1960 and placed in the care of an old eternal bachelor, a strict disciplinarian, a passionate antiquarian. His collection of myths and legends was spectacular. As a younger man, he'd been to see Japan, where a master in a white kimono taught him. In a shining moment, the myth of the Bishonen, the youthful hero doomed to fall like blossom. And how could I forgive the ugly fugitive who brought me up according to a fantasy? For when the old man stared at me, he drowned in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. He taught me to be good with words, he bought me ceremonial swords, and in this way came grace and expertise. The words were to cut down and to kill the muscle bound, the swords to fell my intellectual enemies. And women should be hated, but first impersonated. Charm, he said, is essential to misogyny. He taught me how to woo the girls in order to outdo the girls, and the fun would come when I got them to love me. And how could I resist the old misogynist who brought me up according to a fantasy? My softness and fragility, my feminine grace and delicacy, make death himself afraid for me. So in time I grew to be blonde and beautiful, pale and frail with many male admirers. I was promised by my father a retainer for a partner, so loyal that nothing could divide us. Shocked by my suggestion that I'd rather have a woman, my stepfather replied I had no choice. This man would cut his entrails open, protecting his bishonen, he informed me in a solemn, trembling voice. How could I disobey that surreptitious gay who brought me up according to a fantasy? For when the old man stared at me, he drowned in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. So me and my retainer encountered many dangers on travels through the north and through the south. We ripped open the bellies of many famous bullies
and our reputation spread by word of mouth. In the mountains of Morocco, we stopped and shared a bottle with a blind old man with a bearded, bandaged face. And though the silent sun and the man was very drunk, he seemed to speak with my stepfather's voice. Said, how could you forget the aging martinet who brought you up according to a fantasy? Your softness and fragility, your feminine grace and delicacy, be the death of me. Surprised at 28 to find myself so late, changing from a boy into a man. I'm starting to feel guilty that nobody has killed me early as my stepfather had planned. I found myself a girl, stopped roaming the world. My retainer has gone to be a mercenary. Now I work in a merchant bank. I'm well liked by the senior ranks. And behind my back, the juniors call me fairy. How can I placate the ugly reprobate who brought me up according to a fantasy? For when the old men stare at me, they drown in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. I stay awake some nights when my wife turns off the lights and starts breathing regularly next to me. And I think of fallen petals, bodies pierced by metal, and how I'll never now fulfill my destiny. Father, spare my shame. Let me pass my name to a boy with greater beauty and more bravery. For if I have a son, I'm gonna raise him to die young and lay him in the grave that you prepared for me.
How you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th. From 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies, WAGS building, right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
Hi, kids. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Yes, believe it or not. This is kind of an all-pop show because of my current crisis and you're listening to it. Playing a lot of Momus here for you, which has been fun for me. We heard Momus and Bishonen last there from The Poison. No, it's Bishonen is from Tender Pervert, Momus's album, and The Poison Boyfriend, the album before that. We heard Three Wars from Momus, playing mostly his most brilliantly penned lyrics. I'm trying to get to those tonight. We heard the guitar lesson, a little fun little ditty about underage whoopee, and Murder is the Hope of Women started our Momus set. That is from the Monsters of Love, and that is a compilation of various Momus stuff, singles from 1985 to 1990. It's from Creation Records. Okay, and we're going to be heading back into some Momus again, because it's my special day. Well, yesterday was my special day. It was my 45th birthday. Oh, my God. So, for now, I'm going to be... I can't even read. My eyes are going. I'm going to be playing Momus Paolo. This is from 20 Vodka Jellies. This was evidently something that he had written possibly to go on the Poison Boyfriend album. I remember reading him say. And it didn't end up going on there, but it's still a brilliant song, and it should have gone on one of the albums. But it ended up on 20 Vodka Jellies years later, and that is put out by Cherry Red Records in part. I think Le Grand Magistre put it out domestically. And so let's hear Paolo from Momus, CITR.
Paolo, why do your lovers caress in the bars of round-bellied boats? Who is Sarah, the girl with the stained glass face? What is he thinking, the man in the spectacles under the blood-red cliffs? Where was he when Juventus won their aways? In America, how did your blue-collar brother balance his lunch on a skyscraper girder? How did he feel when Angela spat in his face? Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers are dreaming of fig trees and marble? Paolo, where is the teacher's fiancé while he floats in Genoa docks? What's the first word that comes into your head when I say lemon ice cream? Who shared red wine and a kilo of salad there in the back of your Fiat 500? What does cantatore really mean? Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers are dreaming of fountains and tortoise shells? Drink aniseed here in Cafe Garibaldi. If trains had hands, would they run them through their hair? And all these officials in white painted offices playing with executive toys. How should they punish their wives who are having affairs? Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers dreaming of foxgloves and incubi? Paolo, how shall we pass all the hours that stretch between lunchtime and autumn? Why does the smell of espresso remind you of prowling for girls at the forum? Are the labels on your Turkish cigars secret messages from the Byzantine Empire? Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers are dreaming of beehives and newspapers?
in a chink between shutters. While the burglar alarms were screaming insanely like Toscanini prima donna.
Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers dream in the pine cones and mortify? Is the washing still flapping all night behind buildings where car factory workers dream in the pine cones and tortoise shell?
Dancing in the sun. Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Hey, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, and we've been listening to a whole buttload of Momus here. We just heard La Katrina, and that is from the album, hate myself. I can't remember what it's from, because I'm on the air. Ultra Conformist. It's from the album Ultra Conformist. That is Momus trying to. It says, and it even says this on the disc. This live recording was recently discovered in the archives of Richmond Records. It comprises Momus songs unavailable in any other form, and as far as can be verified, was made in front of a cabaret audience at the Cave of the Golden Calf. Heddon Street, London, on or about December 1910. Its release has been delayed due to the vagaries of fashion and taste. This record is dedicated to all of those who conform to other norms. So there you go. The Ultra Conformist. Actually, the album is from 1992. But he did it in a style of, Kurt Vile or George Brecht era Weimar Republic style of cabaret music. And he's in a whole album in that kind of orchestration. And it's quite brilliant. That one is La Katrina, and it's about La Katrina, who is a skeleton who comes back to tell girls to live it up while they can. And Paolo, before that, Paolo from 20 Vodka Jellies, and we're going to be hearing at least one more Momus track. And another Momus track, I don't know. What was Platinum. And I'm going through this midlife crisis that I am, realizing that going back and doing a reassessment of my past and my life, it's depression is one thing that's played a huge role in my life. So we're going to be hearing some songs kind of based on that. This Momus song is a bit rather upbeat. Kind of reminds you of a New Order song, but has rather dour kind of lyric. So here you go, Platinum from Momus from the Time Lord album.
Where they belong. nothing's gonna save us now. I don't say it, life's not sad and death is not the end. Looks like you got typecast by a double-crossing friend. Looks like we were here before and we'll be back again. In a parallel universe. No regrets, at least not yet, is all that we can say. Standards for ourselves and life's identity parade. Gone the crimes that you committed, gone the things you made. To a parallel universe. Hey, DJ, you've got it all more. No more golden grapes, no more platinum songs. Put these master tapes back in the safe where they belong. We've got to live the hallelujah now. So let's go. How many dreams we kill to keep our dreams alive? We've got to live the hallelujah now. Thank you for the memory that cuts too late at me. Like a shooting star, I burst into obscurity. If the sun must be cut, the rest is history. Nothing's gonna save us now. Hey, DJ, you've got it all on. No more greatest hits, no more platinum songs. Put these little ships back in the ground. Nothing's gonna save us now.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
religion like a bunch of plastic roses. He's found his path through the bleeding heart of Jesus. You tell him.
Take on by.
Hey guys, yeah, this is Exquisite Corpse. I know it's awfully different, but you're listening to my midlife crisis here. Yesterday was my birthday, a big one, and I'm feeling really weird about it. So, Love and Rockets there. These are the songs of my post-formative years, I guess you'd call it. The Dog End of a Day Gone By from Love and Rockets. The Smiths, that joke isn't funny anymore. Do I need to even announce what that was? Joy Division, enough said. Chameleons, Swamp Thing from Strange Times. And we heard, how many? Like 8 tracks from Momus or something. Very little time left. The band is setting up next door. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next in 10 plus minutes. The plan was just to let the night go wherever it wanted it to take itself. And so I'm just kind of going on whims. And this is just a kind of a whimsical vanity kind of show. I'm going to be playing one of my all-time very favorite bands right now, and I never talk about this on the air at all, but just so you know, the Monochrome Set, one of those bands, one of those very overlooked bands from the 80s, yes, I know the 80s, but a very remarkable band. If you ever have time to check them out, their lyrics are quite funny, quite intelligent, the music is spot on, brilliant pop, so here's What a Whopper, the album What a Whopper from the Monochrome Set. We're going to hear Straits of Malacca, which is a quite a beautiful, it's a funny and really pop genius here, Straits of Malacca.
There is a house in Penang, so unknown to the old gang. Brace yourselves and take up the slack. In our mouth the rubber bits, then expose where on one sits. First the swish and then the scratch. Oh, I've a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste of the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up and play the game. Had the preference in school, simply had to break the rules. Short, sharp shocks, aha, swish, swish, swish. Shirt tails up, long shorts down, in a sleazy part of town. Broke a tooth, then make a wish. Oh, I've a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste. Stop the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up, and play the game. Much it cost this little tree. It's the high point of the week. One more drink and it's the tide. It's a very private show. Over the table we now go. Hook your bottoms and roll your eyes. Oh, I have a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste of the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up and play the game.
rock and roll gets smart. Yes, I'll twitch. Have heart, dance slow. Don't be afraid to ever say no. Play hard, love strong. It's a date that can't go wrong. Think wise, talk straight. Cautious phrases, safe to get smart. Get style and twitch.
Gosh, I thought I had the other one set up. That was Monochrome Set, two songs. Twitch, that's from a various artist compilation, Abracadabra, which is a magnificent triviality of L Records, one of the first, probably the, second L compilation I ever got. And if you know me, you know that there's a great love of L Records from the mid-80s, product of Mike Allway and stuff. Anyway, long story. I got another track for you from Monochrome Set, and it is, it's actually Bid from Monochrome Set. Bid, and it's credited as Monochrome Set on another Monochrome Set album, Best Of, called Volume Contrast Brilliance. This one comes from Bellissimo. It is the L Singles Part 1, which is probably the one or two albums I would save. My house were on fire. This would be one of them. So, Bid, Reach for Your Gun on CITR.
Pussy, pussy, what's behind your face? An IOU, sir, in an empty space. Pussy, pussy, how did it get there? I wanted out of sight, showing a fair. How it got there.
As I reach for my gun, reach for my gun.
Monochrome set, Reach for Your Gun, and Ben is still working away here, so we're going to play one more from Monochrome set. This is Monochrome set's Westminster Affair album. It says Band Original du Film, and there was no film, but well, nevertheless. The Mating Game, this is one of their cult classics, and it's very sort of racy, but what the hell. The Mating Game from the Monochrome set, taking us out. Thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse Radio. Remember, the future and midlife is bleak. Thank you.
Kiss, lick, stroke, flick, quiver, quiver, shake and shiver, baby, wow. Clasp, flop, gasp. Stopping, stopping, there's no stopping now. Blonde, brunette or redhead, black, yellow or white, they're all the same in the mating game, but I can't complain now. Squeeze, suck, pinch, pluck, wobble, wobble, grab and gobble, darling, moan. Unzip, slippy grown, blonde, brunette or redhead, black, yellow or white, they kiss the same in the mating game, but I can't complain now. Doggy, shudder on your bended knees. Thrust, pump, spur, slump. Siggy, siggy, puff, puff, cough and wheeze. Blonde, brunette or redhead, black, yellow or white, they taste the same in the mating game, but I can't complain.